Welcome, everyone. My name is Flavio Malcher. This is episode one of Honey You Podcast. I'm here at Seville with Jay Fazon. I hope you enjoy a little bit of my story for the last couple of years. And stay tuned, more to come.
My name is Jay Fazon with BD Interventional. Today we're in Seville, Spain with Dr. Flavio Malcher. And Dr. Flavio, you were a successful surgeon in Brazil for over 20 years. You're the founder and past president of the Brazilian Hernia Society. Yet in 2016, you decided to move you and your family and your practice to the United States. So Dr. Flavio, I ask you, why do you do what you do?
Hello, Jay. It's really a pleasure to be here talking with you on this beautiful city. We have beautiful weather, a little bit cold, but it's fine. And that's a long story. Let's try to make it short. I cannot complain about my practice back in Brazil. I'm very successful, very happy with my life. I have a beautiful family. I do what I like to do. I have big opportunities in clinical activities, educational activities, in the university. A lot of good friends in societies were able to reach entire Brazil and even the Latin America area. But it's sad to admit, but sometimes we need to just give up and understand that there's some stuff that is over our capabilities to realize. And I think that what happened to me, Brazil, my country, my home country, gave me everything that I have, that made me what I am right now. But Brazil is kind of a difficult country to live right now. And after 1 year struggling with my wife, discussing the future, our future and our kids, I have now a 16-year boy and a 12-year girl, we decided that we should stop complaining and take action. I rather regret what I've tried in my life, not regret what I haven't tried. So I have a lot of friends overseas, and we decide to move to US, try to restart our careers. My wife is also a physician, and that's it. I spent like over a year planning what could be done in the right proper way. And February 2016, I move, and May they come, and here we are, trying to make it happen. And I have to admit, it has been a great journey until now.
What was the formal process of getting your medical license, and where does that stand today?
Yeah, my process was what it has to be for the regular physician. US has a pretty straightforward process. You have to take your USMLE test, the same test that a US graduate has to take once graduates from medical school. So it's not easy. As you said, I have 20 years of practice. I graduated medical school in Brazil in 1997, and I had to go back to the books. I spent countless hours studying and was very successful in have a lot of organization. You have to be very organized, because you have to go over biochemistry and pharmacology and everything that you can imagine that we learn in med school. But it's feasible. You have just to dedicate yourself, have a plan. And I tell everyone, if I could do it, anyone can do it.
The studying, the moving, the new city, what do you think was the biggest challenge in the process?
I always say that the biggest challenge was to take the call, to have the decision. It's something that I listen and I hear all again, again, again. People want to do the same thing. The hardest part is to decide to do it. Once you decide to do it, the rest flows. But the hardest, the biggest challenge is you to really admit that you want to do it, and you decide with your family that you want, this is what you want for everyone, and take the call. Once you take the call, it's just dedication and time and studying and make it happen. I have a lot of help. Eduardo Barra Dávila, he is from Celebration. He gave me this opportunity to be a researcher. So I got the chance to move out of my practice because we surgeons are very pretty busy in our day-by-day practice. So I move as a researcher, working, not clinical, but I have the time to study. So that helped me a lot. But again, the challenge is to decide, take the call.
What has been the best surprise about the move so far?
Jay, what I always say that everyone in life has good friends and enemies. There's not a perfect person. And there are always people trying to help you and try, and people trying to make you fail. And my biggest, best surprise was to identify that there are a lot more people trying to help me than trying to push me down. So I was monthly, weekly surprised by a phone call or a Facebook message or an email. Every time I went back to Brazil, people just cheering for me and trying to give me good thoughts and push me up. So I was very surprised how many friends I do have, and really surprised me.
Well, I've known you. That doesn't surprise me.
So you were one more good friend.
That's right. Very nice. How about the worst surprise? Anything you didn't expect?
The worst surprise actually is as much I study the way that we could do it, that I could do it to do everything properly, I never understood correctly the whole process because we had different processes. One is taking USMLE is just the first one. Another big issue is immigration status. It's not easy to understand right correctly the immigration process. Again, and after that, okay, you take USMLE, you're done. No, you're not done. You have to have a medical license. And medical license in the States varies state by state. And after you get a medical license, you need to get your board certification. That is a whole different process. So now what I know about the whole process, I didn't know back there. So my worst surprise is that it's not only take USMLE. This is just a beginning.
Anything you would do differently if you're repeating the process?
Really, Jay, I don't have anything to complain. Just I got so much help from everyone, my wife, kids, Eduardo, you, and so much other people. I'll never be able to be enough grateful for all the help that I had. But what I would do different, really do it earlier. I should have done this 2 or 3 years earlier. I'm not mean that I should have graduated and moved, but perhaps I just turned 44. I think if I have done this like 5 years ago, it would be better for the outcome. But it is what it is.
So you're currently living in Orlando, Florida. It's very sunny. Mickey Mouse lives there. A lot of fun things. What is your favorite U.S. city so far?
Orlando was a very good call. It was not really an option. That's what happened. But it turned to be a very good one. The weather is great. We have a lot of stuff to do with the kids, so they get pretty busy out of school and doing entertainment. And it's a very common destination from Brazilians. So we have family almost every month, or friends visiting us every month. There's a lot of Brazilians in Orlando, so we have neighbors. They're Brazilian. That helps a lot with my younger daughter. She has like 3 or 4 good friends on the condo. So that helped a lot. But I visit a bunch of cities and states. I have lived only in Orlando, but I'll say that one that I have in my heart that I like is Chicago. May sound a little bit odd, but it's a really, and I like Chicago, but the best one that I visited last year was San Diego. San Diego was very, very, very nice, cool city. So my answer will be San Diego.
And Cleveland, number 2.
Cleveland lives in my heart. I've been to Cleveland 4 times, and I don't dislike Cleveland, They have the museum, the rock museum, the history of rock, so...
Of course, and for our listeners, that's a good joke with Flavio and I am from Cleveland, and I have many pride for Cleveland, for sure. What do you miss in Brazil? What's at the top of the list of things you miss?
I'm not that guy that miss, oh, I miss that food, or I miss that city, but what I miss from Brazil is friendship. And don't get me wrong, I have a very good friends in the U.S., but Brazilians, we are very friendly people, so we are more warm. So we hug each other, we hang around, we talk loud, so that's it. I really miss, what I miss the most from Brazil is this warm friendship that we Brazilians share, but we get used to it.
Do you think in the future, as you're getting started here, after your next 20 years of clinical practice here in the U.S., what do you see long-term? Do you see yourself going back someday?
Oh, I hope not. I hope that I can spend the next 20 years dedicated to my career here in the U.S. There in the U.S., I'll be here in Spain. I hope that it's quiet and easy. But again, Jay, I understand now that I'm moved by challenges. So I think challenges is what make you better, is to challenge yourself and don't accommodate yourself. I think we should be moved by challenge. My point is, don't accommodate yourself in a situation. Just always challenge yourself to be better. We perform better in our lives when we are out of our comfort zone. So that's what I try to do all the time with my career, with my life. So you found a society, you run it, and you challenge yourself to give it to another person to run it. And then you go to another business and you go to work with industry, and we want to teach robotics, when we want to do different surgeries. So we are always challenging ourselves. And I think for me, will be the what I see in my future. If I think that I'm accommodated again, I'll try to change it. I hope not the country, but it's necessary. Why not?
Last question, Dr. Flavio, for others that are listening to this podcast that may be thinking of doing a similar situation, going from the U.S. to a different country, or coming to the U.S. from a different country, or moving to Europe from Latin America. Any advice you would give to those thinking about doing something similar?
The advice will be plan in advance. Talk to people. Don't be afraid to reach out, send emails, make phone calls. Really try to understand the process before you start it. The hard part is to take the decision, but after you take the decision, you really need to plan. I have a family. I'm not 25 anymore, so I need to plan because I have responsibilities with my family. So it has to be planned. Again, I have a lot of help. People try to help me a lot, and everyone that contacts me, what else I can do to help them, I'll do it, because we need to help ourselves. Reach out, question, make phone calls, emails, just plan your move.
Perfect. Dr. Flavio, thank you very much. Really appreciate your feedback and everything that you do here for the education efforts here at herniau.com. And thank you for being our first podcast on our series that we look forward to continue on why we do what we do. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.